Welcome to another episode of Stand By with JJ and Francisco. I'm Francisco, and this is
JJ. Hello, and this week, I've shown up with a mystery injury today because I was enjoying some drinking alone time a couple of days ago. So that's generally.
So this is basically an intervention for this whole episode is an intervention to find out what happened with JJ's injury.
Yeah, so it didn't work.
Listen up.
I've not been intervened.
And have a drink and listen to this episode.
Yeah, there you go. Get your flavored vodka out. All right.
It's just the fact I don't like reality TV because it's not real. It's scripted. It's still scripted.
And I just don't like being strung along. No. But I feel that way about documentaries.
Well, I like
scripted. Get to the point. Tell me the thing. I like scripted. Scripted is
like
my favorite
story,
as well.
I like the writing. I like, okay, this is like an actual skill to do of like.
Yeah, I want some jokes and some calculators.
Yeah, or drama. Like, yeah. No, but like when it's like, meh.
But like I said, when I've tried to watch reality TV, I'm just like. Everything that happened before the last commercial break seems to be happening again. They're just repeating it to go.
Yeah,
this
of course.
This is what happened 15 minutes ago. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's what they. Just,
it could be 20 minutes, which is disappointing because I had an ex-girlfriend who used to want me to watch Bachelor with her, and that used to be my thing. I was like, it's not an hour show to me, but it takes an hour, and it's
so you
driving
had to watch
me
it with
nuts.
Her?
No,
what's
I don't
that, which one
ever.
Did she watch? The one with the dudes or the one with the girls?
Well, I don't think I don't know because I never watched it. So,
you didn't watch it together.
But I think she likes it. I think she likes all of that. Or I think a lot of women like all of that stuff. And then
I know a lot of guys who watch that too. Oh, I got a buddy who watches that. Yeah. But I don't know which one is it. Like the one where all the dudes are there and there's a girl. And then
does it matter? It doesn't matter. Does it?
It's no, just because another I guess if you're if I'm a guy, you want to watch what.
Oh, you want more women on the screen?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I get it.
I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch them, so. But yes, that must be. If there's only one woman, you must be. Okay, I know her now. And
yeah.
That's enough.
It becomes a relationship.
Enough of that. Yeah, you're like just picking the guy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I don't watch that.
Yeah, no, it's not for me either, man. You know?
Yeah. How's your foot?
Oh, yeah. So you see me limping? So limping around.
Yeah, what happened, bro?
I
thought it's because you're just getting old, but no.
Probably is. I mean, it's probably got something. But I think it's a drinking injury. I had a few drinks on Saturday night. I had a few drinks on Saturday night, and I picked up some injuries.
Then you got drunk. How many drinks?
It's not
was
blackout
this?
Drunk. It was a lot. There's a.
I mean, if you don't remember what happened, then obviously you're.
Well, I remember what happened, but you wake up with mystery injuries.
No, that's what an alcoholic person says. Oh fuck! I left. I don't have a family anymore. Yeah, because you're an alcoholic.
No, that's not true at all, man. I had. Well, it's only the limp only showed up today too. It's been 2 days since I got drunk 2 days ago. And yes, I did. I was having a good time. I was watching a lot of Saturday Night Live. Uh-huh. So Saturday night, because that's what I
love. This is by yourself.
And yes, it is by myself. You think this is going to go to a humiliating direction? But I'm like, no, of course I was.
No, it already went.
I was watching I watched the 8:30 version of Saturday Night Live.
I love sketch shows.
And I finished my vodka. I finished my proper vodka. Okay. And it was only 10 o'clock. And then another like a Martin Short Saturday Night Live came on. I was like, this is good.
And you're like, fuck, time to get blackout.
Well, I did not. This is you keep going back to that. Well, I want to be clear. I was not blacking out, but I was. I did move. I did get excited and move my furniture around, and I started doing things that I thought. You know.
So you're productive.
And then I can be a productive. I'm a happy, productive drunk generally, but I did. I think the mistake I made was I got into the Christmas stash, the last year's Christmas stash. I have cinnamon vodka. That's been, yeah. It's been, yeah, I know. It's been sitting on my fridge like all year, like since Christmas.
Because vodka doesn't go bad, right?
I don't think alcohol goes bad, man.
Alcohol can go bad. If you like wine can go bad.
Wine. Okay, yes. Like sugars and stuff like that can go bad, but I think. I don't know. I don't know. I've never had alcohol sitting around.
Yeah, maybe whiskeys.
Because that's what you
tequila. Yeah, maybe.
That's what
know.
You put pig's feet in if you want. Like you can. Yeah, vodka can stick around.
But beer can go bad too. Beer can go bad.
Beer can go bad. Yeah, beer can get skunky. So I guess, it depends on what additives. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just drink the stuff.
Yeah.
But
apparently.
But the cinnamon vodka. Move, because I noticed that half the bottle was gone. So I obviously got really optimistic at 10 o'clock and finished off the cinnamon vodka. I have a few nicks on my shin from running into my coffee table, because that's what happens. I lose the spatial awareness. I'm still having fun, but I'm not feeling any of the
pain.
So
you become Edward Scissorhands after you fucking, like, you can't even...
That would be worse. I do have an injury on my head, too. I have to see a cut on my head.
Well, no, show it to them.
Yeah, see, so I cut my head as well, but that, but that was a next day thing. No, hold on, let me justify this before you go back to your, you blacked out well. I did not black out, so this happened, the head injury happened the next day because I had moved my furniture around.
The next day.
It was the next day, I was very hungover, and I dropped something on the floor, and I bent down to pick it up and hit my head on a table, so that was a great move. But that was enough. That was enough for me to go, okay, Jay, you deserve to be in bed all day. So I thought that was fine. But I did not feel so. It wasn't until today. So 2 days afterwards,
this feels
I got
like a
day,
short that was.
And I now have a limp. So I somehow have sprained my toe. Who knows? Maybe I sprained my toe some other way. But the injury has shown up now. So I am limping around. I got nicks. It's just a sign of a good night. It was It was a good fun lock-in night.
No.
And
I mean, a sign of a good night is not getting destroyed, you know, before you'd even know what happened.
Well, I've recovered. I know what happened. I was here in my apartment watching Saturday Night Live.
But then you don't know how it happened, the injury, how you hit yourself.
I know how I hit myself there. I know how I got a nick on my shin. But I don't know how I sprained my foot. I don't know how I got this limp all of a sudden. It'll go away. Maybe it's a sporting injury. Maybe I just
did you do any sports?
Maybe I did lots of... Maybe I did lots... Maybe I blacked out. Maybe I did black out and I did a bunch of sports.
I feel like I'm fucking cop. Talking to a homeless guy. It just must have been like a sports injury. Like, what?
That's the best excuse. That is what I would say. If you were a doctor, I'd have to go, so obviously playing some I wasn't drinking all night watching Saturday Night Live. I'll tell you that right now. It was definitely sports. I'd go another one. I was rescuing a kitten from a tree, and I've sprained my toe. No, I mean, I was careful. I only tweeted once in the whole, which is actually against my rules, but I did tweet once during my drinking, because I did tweet out that I'm...
Yeah, because you were all so fucked up with your... You couldn't even tweet because you were so injured.
No, what is this world that you're trying to paint? I don't know.
You were banging yourself against the wall.
No, I was. I banged myself on my table. Next time you get drinking injuries, I'm gonna remember.
I've never had a drinking injury.
You've never had a drink. No. You've never drank then.
No, I don't like to drink to get drunk. I never. That's
right.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
Nobody
likes to drink to get drunk. We have to.
No, that's the thing. I don't get drunk. I drink because I like it. And if I start feeling and getting drunk, I stop.
Yes. Well, here are the things that I reminded myself of on Saturday night when I was drinking. Because I did, once I cracked into the cinnamon vodka, I knew it was potentially regretful. Because there's a reason why your flavored vodka sits there all year since Christmas.
I mean, why you even have cinnamon vodka? That's the question.
Yeah, let's just say it was a gift.
Oh, okay.
That I was like, well, I'll cherish this. I'm sure I will drink this
from
soon.
From my girlfriend?
But,
Yeah, you never buy cinnamon vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, there are certain alcohols that don't get purchased, you know. You end up with these liqueurs and these weird flavored
cinnamon vodka.
Vodkas on top. But, I have no regrets. I mean, I need to heal a bit on my head, but it was very enjoyable. You know, I rewarded my... I do remember thinking on Saturday night when I finished off the first bottle of vodka, I remember thinking...
First bottle? Wow.
Well, yeah, that's clear. Is this coming as a surprise to
you? I mean, the fact that you finish a bottle by yourself, that's a lot.
All right, it was already half done.
That's still
a lot. It was a big 40-ouncer, so...
Jeez.
And I got halfway through the cinnamon vodka. It's flavored vodka does not help your... hangover. But I remember on Saturday thinking, I have all day Sunday. I have some clerical work to do. So it's all right. So I can drink. But I accomplished nothing on Sunday. You know, I forgot because I haven't been drinking that much during the pandemic, during quarantine. I've been drinking here and there, but I hadn't celebrated with my own company the way I did on Saturday. Once again, no regrets, even though you're going to try to go there. So I hadn't really let loose. But I tweeted out once. I did tweet out that I was going into the cinnamon vodka. I said, I don't know how your Saturday night's going. So I did that once because I generally have a rule that you turn Twitter, turn all social media off.
Oh,
once,
really?
Once you drink. Yeah. You
well, that's have... I mean, that tells you that you already have a problem, that if you have a rule to you don't, like, I never have a rule.
No, I don't,
of, like,
I don't think that's a problem. I think that's a responsibility.
No, that's good.
That's like turning your
good.
Phone off. Yeah. Everything seems bad to you, but this is not, this is the issue. Some people can be smiley and happy and are nice when they're drunk.
That's true.
But then other people
that's
are.
True.
So,
I like that.
Yeah. So if you're going to approach me like, oh God,
no, but you're saying
this
that,
means you
but
have
you're
a problem,
saying that you've
Mike.
Been doing, that you have a rule because you do this often, like you get drunk often. So you're like, I have a rule that when I get drunk every week, I don't tweet, you know, that's
okay,
like,
you,
that's right.
You have filled in a lot of words there, especially considering 2 minutes ago I told you I haven't been drinking very much during the quarantine. I've been very healthy.
It's good that you don't tweet or do anything.
Yeah, I've been really healthy and cooking a lot, and that's what you need to avoid.
Yeah.
As soon as that...
Because that's what happens. It's not the Twitter, but it's the texting.
Everything's regretful. Yeah, and stuff that you think is clever.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just don't get
it.
You're
like,
that
makes sense.
And then you read it like the next day and you're like, oh, yeah, I didn't word that well at all. So that's a good rule to have.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
To turn off. And it also, I think I'm good at getting in the habit of not just turning off the world. That's why I like it. If I. Like, it was
just
me.
Just blacking out the world.
It was me. And yeah, there you go. Yes, Francisco, I blacked out. In fact, somehow I wound up with 4 bottles of flavored vodka. Do you ever do that? You start drinking your flavored vodka. You black out, and you wake up the next day with more flavored vodka.
This is what happens. Like, the person that got drunk, like JJ, he tells a story.
Like,
and he's,
JJ.
No, I'm saying, like, an example. Like, they always tell the story, like, no, it wasn't that bad. It was cinnamon vodka, and it was nice, and I was watching. But then you that's your story. But then you actually, it's kind of like in a movie when they show that version, and then they show the other version. And it's just you.
Dancing around my apartment, tripping over my coffee table. Yeah. It'd be good if you had a play-by-play afterwards. Yeah, like, yeah. So, JJ, you think you played a pretty good game the other night.
Yes.
Let's go back and look at things frame by frame. Here is where you stubbed your foot.
Yes.
This is where you actually hit your head. It wasn't the next morning like you're trying to tell everybody.
And also, you did it. That cinnamon vodka wasn't a gift. You bought it.
You did it to yourself. I took the little note off that said, hey, this is for you. But I wrote it. I wrote the note. You know, open in the case of not necessarily emergency, but just, hey, you got to do something on a Saturday night. I think it's good to behave by those rules because you don't want to start looking at other. Well, actually, social media is a bitch. Even in sobriety, I have a rule of not doing social media after noon. I try to turn social media off past noon. I generally I wake up. I go, okay, it's clerical time. Take care of emails.
What's clerical time?
Like doing your paperwork, like answering some emails, scheduling some stuff, organizing some things. Get coffee for the boss, which is me.
Yes.
But the boss is, I'm the boss of me.
Because clerical sounds like madman, like secretary.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, that's it's that part of our job.
Yeah.
It's that part of our
like
job
that,
that sucks.
Like
but not
shit
a lot
that
of,
we have to do, yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of people recognize that. Because
we don't have, we're not yet, but we don't have assistants.
Yeah, we don't have an assistant, which that would be amazing. Oh, the flavored vodka drinking I will do when I have an assistant.
But that's good. No, it's good too. But actually, I think if you, as a guy, I think a rule guy that if you ever get drunk or high or whatever, like, yeah, turn social media and go straight to porn. Because then, like, obviously, it all goes down to, like...
Porn? You mean porn drunk?
I mean, my point
isn't that depressing?
No, because that takes away the whole, like, if you're going to text the ex-girlfriend or the girl or whatever, instead of doing that stupid shit or tweeting
then
something.
Then you're just texting, you're not as hot as the girl I'm looking at right
then
now.
Then you just go straight to the porn, get done with your business, and then you're not going to text. Or call or whoever.
Okay, wait a minute. What you just said is even more disturbing than you thinking that I blacked out on Twitter. Yeah, because... So in order to not feel desire to text a woman, you need to bust your nut.
No,
first?
I'm saying like if you're
wouldn't
drunk.
Wouldn't you just be attracted to the woman
if you're
anyways?
Drunk? I'm just saying like if you're drunk and you're like you were saying like the whole point of like not tweeting or doing a stupid shit when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You know, most likely when you do that, also as a guy, when you're drunk or whatever, you text or you call the girl or you do stupid.
Yeah,
instead of doing that, like if you're horny, just go straight to the source. That's, and then do, you know, that's going to prevent you from then doing that.
There is an element. Yes, that's a good rule in life in general, though. That doesn't have to be connected to drinking.
Well, I mean.
That's just if you
I'm not like horny every day, like the whole day. So it's not like I'm just.
No, because you masturbate. so that takes care of. That's why you're not horny for the rest of the day.
But I'm not saying it's not Mary. Is there something about Mary? Like I'm going to go to I don't need to do that.
Right.
I'm saying like your position of like, oh, I started drinking, then I got drunk, whatever, it's night, you know, like for us when we're in a hotel, you know, like in the road, whatever, you know, like, you know, like by yourself as a person, like instead of doing some crazy shit, just go straight to the porn. It'll save you from doing stupid shit.
You do perform better in bed if you have masturbated that day.
Really?
True. You can that last slow. Longer.
I've heard like busting up before any important decision. Yeah.
Unless
it is true. You are clear.
I mean, once the regret clears, then you're clear. You get that. You got that moment of like, oh god, I'm a terrible human being. And
but you can't
about
be
30 seconds. You're like, oh, okay.
You can't be signing a contract and be like, hey, hold on, I gotta rub one out.
This is an important decision. I'm gonna go and masturbate first.
I mean, I do believe every guy knows the clear headed of like when you're clear. That's obvious. That's zen.
Yeah. That's why they won't let boxers don't have sex before a fight.
True.
Because
why? You should be more clear, right?
Well, yeah, because I think for athletics,
you need that.
You still want to be intense
and have intense.
Yeah. So you want to withhold sex to make them angry. You know, angry and aggressive.
Well, same, but like if you have a big show or a big audition or something like that, do you have sex or do you jerk off?
I call an audible. I play it in the moment. Because sometimes even if you have to go to the bathroom. So if there's a host on, and so I tend to have a different decision each time.
Well, I'm
sometimes I'll
be
like, I'll use it. I'll use the energy.
I'm not talking about like any show. I'm talking about like a very important show, a taping.
Right.
Or like a something like. Do you, I'm not going to have, because I actually do that, like, if I have a taping or an important thing or something, I was like, I treat it like a boxer or like a athlete, I'm like, I'm not going to have sex or whatever, I want to be focused.
Yeah, I think I do too, I try to concentrate on,
I try to concentrate on
what I'm eating as well, I don't eat, like, just before it as well, because I perform better on an emptier stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, so little things like that. No, I mean for an important show, sex wise, yeah,
you should
probably as well.
Yeah, nobody wants to eat. I mean, that's why I don't get when people go to dates and like if you go for a first date, don't go to fucking go Italian food. Like, get a lasagna and then you're gonna try to fuck. No, that's not gonna happen. Like, go sushi, take a couple of California rolls, you'll be good.
Food's a bad first date, I think.
No, it's often. Not bad if it's like if you go sushi.
Right.
Like sushi,
some
you can limit.
Size?
Yeah, so bite size. A tapas place, a little tapas.
Yeah.
Little things. Nothing where you're like, also because you don't want to be like having your stomach growl. You know?
Exactly.
But
and
also.
You don't want them smelling that.
But also you don't want to be like.
Spaghetti bolognese.
You don't want to eat a paella right before you try.
Yeah. Then she can tell where your priorities are. Like, we gotta get.
But
this.
Also, I'm assuming the girls too. They don't want to eat either. You know.
Yeah, you want to. Plus, just for the sake of keeping conversation like light and bubbly when you're on dates and stuff. So, yeah, I like to keep it minimal. Also, I don't. I think I'm. I have to start thinking more about how I eat in front of women, because I actually let bad habits set in.
Like,
if I haven't. Okay. One time I had a girlfriend fly over. I was on tour in Britain, and she flew, American girlfriend, she flew over, but I had been on tour for a while and I hadn't been around women. I was doing shows for the troops in Cyprus, actually. So I've been around dudes, and I hadn't had much contact with womankind. And then she showed up, and I remember we were like in North London, I'm having dinner, and I'm super excited to see her, but I wasn't paying attention to how I was eating in front of her.
Just
because I had eaten like a road animal for like 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was actually like shoveling food onto my fork, like with the T-bone.
With a
barren T-bone.
Yeah.
And I'm there and I'm like scooping the, and I'm like, oh yeah, good. It was like chicken and potatoes.
And you know, and her pussy was drying as she was looking at
you. I remember looking up after I had done the scoop and, I looked up and I'm just seeing the shock and disgust on her face and like,
well, that's something.
This is my first 24 hours with my boyfriend and I think back to that moment. I was like I was embarrassed because I had forgotten.
Yeah, you forgot. Yeah,
you turn into an animal when you're on the road.
It's like being in prison and now gotta go back to society. It's like it's hard.
There's animal. I guess it's not animal, but there's dirty human behaviors that I sometimes enjoy on the road. Like, I really enjoy eating in my hotel bed on the road. I love.
Oh, really?
Oh, when I land in a city, I love getting some food and taking it back to the hotel and just eating.
I mean, but in the bed?
Yeah, on the cover. Like, not. I don't pull the covers over my head and sit there eating my hoagie.
I eat in the hotel room, but I don't eat in my bed. I eat, like, in the desk that they have.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll flop on the bed.
Oh, no.
I'll lay all the food out.
Oh.
Yeah. This is amazing.
What are you, fucking Willy Wonka?
It's the best. I have an ex-girlfriend who used to call it a bed picnic. I'm like, yeah, let's do bed picnic.
How much food do you get to fill your bed?
You know, three sides and a couple of meals. Jeez. And boom, you're there. And
I don't do that.
Jeez, look at you.
My pet peeves are also the way people eat. Like, I find that very, like, it's one of my pet peeves, the way that people, like, sometimes that they don't use the utensils well or they.
Right.
That's
hard because I think I can eat politely if, like, I don't think my mom's ever seen me eat like a pig, but I forget about it.
Well, at least, I mean, to me, it's like, at least if. You forgot that because obviously you were with so many guys all the time. But like,
yeah.
But to me, it's like if as long as you have the awareness of let's say we go to the Golden Globes, for example. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
and we're wearing nice clothes.
I'm assuming that you're gonna eat like a decent human being. Yeah. You know, and that to me, that's the whole. What I don't like is when somebody goes to that place and they still eat like. I'm like, dude, do you know where you fucking are? Like. Take a fucking course. Go to YouTube.
That would be ridiculous on the Golden Globes if they pan over to a table and there's like a whole bunch of like Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, all these cool celebrities, and then there's me like with meat on my face and just sauce. Fucking, and I'm like Golden Globes, baby.
His ponytailing is like, hold on, man. Let me put this in my hair in my ponytail because I'm gonna enjoy this fucking park chat.
Yeah, I mean, I give myself. Some leeway sometimes that I shouldn't. I mean, popcorn at movies is another thing too. I love to eat popcorn like a monster in the dark.
How does that?
And I have to behave if I'm on a date with somebody and I try not to get any food really because I'm like because if she saw me in the darkness because I'll just I love movies I love popcorn I will just be sitting there in the dark and I'll end up with popcorn all over me, but it's the most enjoyable 2 hours to me. But well, often I don't want somebody next to me a date
that's one just thing I realized like now with heck? Like with my girlfriend, like now it's cool to have that trust or that
see, that's nice.
Comfortability of like, oh, I can be the pig with her and I know. And he's not gonna.
But obviously, your version of a pig doesn't sound very.
No, but for example, like sometimes, like eating chicken. Like, I think I have a bit about this of like, if you have a relationship and you want to move in together with somebody, it's like eat chicken with them in person. Like
they eat like, chicken challenge.
In chicken challenge, because with your hands. Like when you eat chicken, like a rotisserie chicken or something, or like a fried chicken, you eat it and like. If you can see the other person going like, And you go like, well, I guess I can live with this shit. You know, like, because that's the most animalistic thing. Like, he or she can, you know, if you can do that, and you'd be like, I still like her.
Yeah.
Even if she's eating like an animal. Move in with her. You know what I mean? But if you go see that, and you're like, oh, no, that's not.
Yeah. My Sarah, I'm not sure if you met Sarah, but she's lovely. But I used to like this about her. She used to rip chicken apart with her hands.
Like this?
I mean rip, dude. She used to just
like man hands on Seinfeld.
Just kind of. Well, remember no, she Seinfeld? Had. Yeah, I do. Yeah, when she breaks the lobster,
it's like you wanna, and she grabs
a
beer.
It's
like
supermodel or something.
That wasn't a twist off.
Yeah,
remember he opens the beer.
But no, she just used to do it with her hands. She doesn't carve. She wouldn't be a carver of the turkey. She used to just rip
it
off.
That's a little manly.
And that used to be her thing. I mean, not manly,
like
animalistic. Because I was like.
But that's cool.
I was like, because I knew that by allowing her to do that, she would probably be more lenient when she sees me shoveling food onto my fork with a T-bone.
That's different.
And stuff,
it's like, again, going to Seinfeld is like, bad naked and good naked. Like, a girl can walk around naked and it looks good. A guy can walk around naked and looks bad.
We're not gifted with that
stuff.
How
long do you think that takes before you get to that place with someone?
Of walking around naked?
No, like, just being comfortable.
Shit, I guess everybody's different. I mean, I think he has to be. I mean, at least, I mean, I'm first. You have to live with them. I think maybe take. I mean, I'm thinking like a year, year and a half of like, no, I mean of feeling fully like, okay, I can really be myself and be like a disgusting pig. And because it's about knowing that like, oh, if I do this, it's not gonna be a relationship break. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's important.
It's the fact of going like. Like I'm saying, it's like
I can do it.
Like I know, like for example, like we're at the house and eating like animals. Like my thing is like, well, I know that if we go to a nice restaurant or to a dinner or to somebody, he or she, she or me, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna behave, you know.
Right.
That's my thing, and that's the thing. But also, when you meet somebody, you don't want to right away be the fucking animal.
Like
oh, that you gotta. You gotta build it up.
Yeah,
you know?
I got it because my favorite food is I love ramen. I love ramen, especially here in LA.
Yeah, because they got good ramen. Tatsu ramen.
Oh, Tatsu ramen is so good down the road here, and that is not a first. That is not a relationship beginning. Ramen and anything.
Because you gotta slurp.
Slurping noodles and stuff like that. That's not a.
And it's hot. You're sweating.
That's a post. That's a
no. That's
are we in a relationship now? Let's go for ramen, baby.
Yeah. Or that's after fucking. Like, hey, you want to do some ramen? Cause
But even then, I don't know if you mean after your first time together.
Well, I mean after
you're
that.
Just lying there because you're not like no cigarettes. You're like, how do you feel about noodles?
Cigarettes? What is this 19 noir film? Hey, see, so you want some ramen? See, I'll get some.
All right. Well, every now and then, some women like
you smoke a cigarette,
cigarette
in the bed, like it's like a.
I don't. I was just trying to think
that's such a movie, old movie stuff. Is like, let me light one up.
Right. Well, I mean, people roll joints and stuff like that. There's not, it's not out of this world. I'm like, okay. I'm really glad that you have a nice, lovely, safe relationship.
I'm not. I mean, everybody can do whatever they want.
And that you never get blackout drunk.
According to your definition. No, I got once, and that's why I learned my lesson. It was like when I still, like, my freshman year in college, I got like, literally, we're going to go to a club. And that it was underage, and I was gonna go. My sister was gonna get me in, and we had like 1 hour to get to do a pre party. So I literally drank like, you know, like a vodka, whiskey,
mixed?
Bacardi 151, beer, like
see,
in an hour.
Bad.
In an
see,
hour,
I'm a professional.
But that was like, but I was
I
like
knew to go
18,
from vodka to
you know,
flavored
I was 18.
Vodka.
I like yeah. So, but I remember like. I drank and I was like, woo. And then, and it was in DC.
That is how it feels. Woo.
Yeah. I used to live in Maryland, and from Maryland to DC takes like, where I used to live, it takes like 30 to 45 minutes to get to DC to the club.
Right.
And I remember getting to my friend's car. He had a Eclipse. Remember a Mitsubishi Eclipse?
Right. Yeah.
The ones that are fucking like deep. Like, and I was sitting. I remember, I sat there, and then all of a sudden, I all remember just going like, I need a bag, and then it just had flashes of like me throwing up in the bag. Remember, oh, we got to the God. Place. They were carrying me to the fucking club, and the guy was like, we can let him in. He's under 21, and he's already fucked up. And I remember going, so I ruined the night for everybody because everybody couldn't get in because they had to take me back. I got home. I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, just like fucked up. And then my dad opens the door and he sees me. And I'm thinking my dad's going to yell at me, like going like, what the fuck? You know, and he just looks at me. And you know, I remember it was like, I guess I was so fucked up that he just looked at me and he just went like this. He just tapped me on the shoulder and just closed the door. And that to me.
Oh, that's really nice.
No, that's worse because then like I looked myself in the, because I was feeling guilty and then I looked myself in the mirror and I was like.
Oh my God, because the first time I got drunk in front of my dad tapped me on the shoulder and then cracked one himself.
Wow.
Welcome to the ranks, son. Here we go.
No, but my point was like he was gonna, I was so fucked up that he's like, I can't even like punish him because he's already got his own punishment. Yeah, yeah. And after that, I learned. I mean, I was hungover for like 4 days. Like I was like literally like. Wow. And after that, that really learned my thing of like. And look, I've gotten drunk here and there on weddings and shit like that, or like New Year's Eve and stuff like that. But I've never
sounds
gotten
like,
to the
sounds
point.
Sounds like you don't get drunk.
Like that, because I don't like that. I didn't like it. Cause I really felt bad. I had called everybody. I was like, my bad. I fucked it up. You know.
Yeah,
and I don't like not being in control.
Yeah, and I get that. I understand. I feel like my drinking is in control. I don't see that, I guess that's it. I don't see it as not being in control. I go, okay, I'm in a contained environment. I know where I am. I know my plans.
Yeah, and then you hit yourself all over the place.
And then, well, you know, I'm 6'3". I lose some spatial awareness when I start drinking. It's part of these new injuries. I just bounce back stronger.
Yeah.
Any of your injuries are just because you have weak genes.
Yes.
My injuries are earned, baby.
Fucking Logan here.
Man. Well, we'll see. We'll see how this coming up. Hopefully the limp will go away.
Yeah, hopefully you get better. And hopefully you don't drink any more cinnamon vodka.
Yeah. I mean, you guys let us know at home. Let me know how. What's the alcohol that's sitting on your shelf the longest?
Oh, that's true. That's a good one. And see if it's still good.
Yeah. Let's all get drunk before next week's podcast.
Follow us on all the social media. Subscribe and comment. Bye, hello.
Drink up.